Blog Talk Radio.
All right, fellas. Now we're able to go. You know, some of this shit is my fault, and some of it ain't. But who cares what's what? Let's get into this shit that I want to talk about. First off, y'all got to come to my... You got to enroll in Sidewalk University, fellas. There's nothing clearer as far as what you need to do than get the true understanding of this shit we talking about. A lot of stuff I say go over your head because you hear certain words and those words mean certain things to you, but it's not the things that we're talking about. And it just goes over your head. My school is so dope. We're implementing a new program, and it's on hygiene. It's not that my students aren't clean. That's not the hygiene that I'm talking about. It's more of what you need to smell like. And what you need to smell like should be coordinated with how you feel. Now, on a daily basis, how do you smell? Same fucking way every day. Maybe not. Okay, maybe not. Now, if you want to make an impression on a woman that you're speaking with, and this is especially if you're going to speak to her on more than one occasion, you got to be sure she can't put her feminine wows to work on you. Otherwise, you don't want her to be able to put her finger on the fragrance that you're going to bring. You got to smell differently. Each time she meets you, each time she sees you, and that's going to keep her feminine wiles guessing. What women do is they take that sniff. Oh, he got that, whatever it is, aqua velva, whatever. Oh, he got that Aquavelva. And then the next time she's really, oh, he wearing that Aquavelva again. You know, she's predicting you from that point on because you're predictable. And all you got to do is show her a sign of whatever kind of motherfucker you are, and she didn't dealt with him before. You guys think you're the only motherfucker that this bitch didn't dealt with, but no, you're not. She didn't deal with a gang of motherfuckers. What I'm saying is I know how this shit sounds contrived, but I'm not cold-hearted, and best believe I am ruthless. I'm not the one to race to your rescue, but you can believe if you my motherfucking friend and you need me, I'm there. I mean, that's just me. I ain't got no whole bunch of money. But I am one of the richest motherfucking men in the world. Even though I have not traveled the world, it's one thing for sure. I'm one of the worldliest men you will ever encounter. Why? Because wherever I'm at, race, language, circumstances, environment, nothing stops me from being me. And that makes me one of the richest motherfuckers in the world. Besides the fact that I can afford whatever the fuck I want. And I know I'm not the most handsome motherfucker or the most physical specimen. But you couldn't tell now, bitch, that I fucked with, or my woman. You could tell her that shit, and if you did, she wouldn't believe. So it comes to the question, what the fuck are you then, goddammit, Mr. fucking Rosebud? What I am, I'm the end product of confidence, of the way confidence molds and works you once you gain it. And when you handle in your business in the most adversarial type situations. I mean, somewhere that you know, let's say you a Crip and you somewhere with some Bloods. I mean, hell, how you gonna come out of that shit? But you can. I'm not saying with the Crip and Bloods, but I'm saying just, you know, adversaries like that. My point is you can. You can come out of it sane, and you can come out of it not on dope. My highs, I use cocaine. I use fucking alcohol and weed. Sometimes I would take them damn pills. But I ain't, well, weed and alcohol, I will have to confess. I ain't never stopped. But I used to do all that shit when I was out there. But what I'm saying is I ain't did that shit in 25 years. And I still get high. What I'm saying is my highs have been mostly those that my thoughts accomplished. And what I'm saying is my highs is I get that euphoric feeling when I accomplish something, when I do, you know, something I set out to do. I don't need no goddamn drug to fucking make me do it. This weed don't make me do shit. I've been smoking this since I was 13, so I would imagine that I just have a habit. I'm telling you, when your highs are based on what you do, oh, shit, I forgot about Log Talk, man. Okay, nobody calling, no one. When your highs are based on what you do, what you've accomplished, no man, no woman, no situation can take that shit from you. You'll know that you earned it, and it's obvious that you're owning it. I don't need that phone. Fuck that phone. And you have to accept that you are on the path to being a real motherfucker. You have to accept that. I know y'all have seen the words. Can you dig it? That's my Cyrus voice. Can you dig it? You know, I don't know where I read it. But what I read said it takes iron to sharpen iron. So it should stand the reason that it should take men to sharpen men. It also should stand the reason that if you want to become a motherfucker, you need to surround yourself with motherfuckers. And if you can't do that because of how dangerous it is, I suggest you bring your ass to Sidewalk University. Give Sidewalk University some serious consideration. Fellas, I have been improving what I'm doing for the past 5 years. I'm getting a lot of progress, not from the, well, from the students too, but I'm not talking from the students. I'm talking about from me seeing how to make this shit better, how to make it work easier. That's why, you know, when we kick it on these videos, what we really doing is honing our own image. Yes, we're sharpening of what we see and think of ourselves. That's what we do at Sidewalk University. We show you how to see the real you, even though the real you is a you that you had no idea was you. Because most of you motherfuckers haven't dealt with the real you in your life since you was kids, like 5 or 6. This stuff is real. You know, we making you at Sidewalk University, we make you look better to yourself. When you look in the mirror, instead of seeing some motherfucker lost and you don't want to see the mirror, you see a motherfucker that's not sure, that he ain't scared to see. That's how you grow, motherfucker. We making you look better to yourself first. Oh, excuse me. Now, when you look in the motherfucking mirror before you go out, think about this. When you look in the mirror before you go out, you don't fucking see that bitch you supposed to be talking to. You don't see her first. You see your motherfucking ass first. 303, what's going on, man?
Hey, Rosebud, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's going on, brother?
I'm doing all right, sir. Well, first of all, I just wanted to say thank you for the content you're always putting out. I found out about you a couple weeks ago from Steve. But yeah, my name's Mario. And uh-huh. Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just saying, I basically started the mental aspect of everything, the confidence building and all that stuff, getting the principles down, making sure I'm checking my shit when I'm, you know, before I say shit. And I don't know, there's like, I don't know where the term getting laced came from, but I don't know what happened. I felt some sort of like mental fucking activity happening. I don't know. But it's noticeable, the changes. I appreciate it, sir.
Let me ask you, caller. Are you saying you've been listening to me for X amount of time, and since you've been listening to me, you've gotten some sort of mental awareness, or are you saying something else?
Mental awareness, definitely. I guess I finally started listening to my conscience.
Can you please listen and answer the question? Are you saying that since listening to me, you've had this mental awareness?
I think it's always been there. I'm saying yes. I finally started listening to it after listening to you. I became aware.
Okay, partner, wait. Listen to me. First and foremost, I have nothing that you don't have. The only thing I've done is not be afraid of the things I see in my life as far as answering this or that type of question, which is going to make me see my real self. So I'm saying you can say that it was always there, which I agree with, but you can't be afraid of saying why it came out, which it sounds like you're running from.
Of saying why it came out. That's interesting.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, why do you think you're seeing shit? Why do you think shit is becoming clearer to you?
Oh, because I want to be a motherfucker.
No, that's not the answer. The answer is either
that's not the
something
answer.
You've been doing have starting to take effect, or something you've started doing is showing you a clearer path. I mean, it's something you've done. I know what it is.
Oh,
I
see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Put words in your mouth.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I've been changing, you know, my whole outlook on myself and, you know, building up that self-confidence, that self-esteem, simply because I'm currently 23 years old and I'm moving more into, like, corporate world. I'm moving up. And so I realized that I had some flaws in my character that needed to be addressed. And I guess listening to you just kind of helped me have a roadmap of how to go about that discovery. Hopefully that makes sense.
Okay, listen, man. Just listen. You're very evasive. You're like a lawyer. You're not going to answer a question. You're just going to point a person to where you coming from. You took all that time to say that you guessed listening to me clarified some shit, which is all I was asking. What I'm saying is when you run from the truth, you do what you do. I think they call it obfuscating or whatever it is. I'm not sure. But you do what you do, man. And people see that in your conversation. People see that in whatever you're delivering as far as your point. What I'm saying is what was wrong with you saying, you know what, Rosebud, I don't know if it is you or what you're saying, but since I've been listening, I know I've, you know, seen some shit. I would have said, well, man.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is if you can't do that, how are you going to grow? How are you going to become whoever you're talking about if you can't point out what actually helped you?
Oh, I could point out exactly the five no's that you have were kind of the basics.
Listen to me, bro.
But
listen to me. Did you hear where you started out? The five no's that you have? That's not identifying where.
I got you.
What I'm saying is you saying shit that you got from fucking with me that fucks help you. I'm not saying I'm the only person that help you or can help you. I know that whatever you've learned, you've only learned to approach it. You haven't learned to handle it. That's what you're seeing fucking with me. And the reason fucking with me is showing you that is because I'm not telling you some shit I read. I'm not telling you some shit I heard or stole from some motherfucker that I was on a video with. I'm telling you
shit
I did in my fucking life, and I know this shit fucking works. That's why there's no question you can ask me that I can't answer, and there's no answer that I give you that you cannot take out right that day, same moment, and use. That's because I'm not faking to you, bro. I'm not trying to, you know, make you become a customer of mine. I want you to buy whatever the fuck I got and never fucking see me again in your life. Because my shit works.
Fair enough.
My shit works. I'm not trying to have you see me every week. If you got to see me for a few weeks, cool. But after a while, I'm going to feel like I failed. Why is this motherfucker still calling me?
Because I should have the shit figured out, yeah.
I'm saying, bro, you got to understand what you're getting. You get a lot of shit from a lot of people. But is the shit really what it's about? Is it really helping you do what the fuck you want to do? Because I know a motherfucker that go to Sidewalk University not only can talk to a woman, but that motherfucker can ace the interview. That motherfucker can, he's not afraid to assist some older person that he can assist. He's not afraid to offer himself, which is what make you grow. Because you motherfuckers be hiding. You be trying to make sure you're doing shit within your realm. And you are. That's why you ain't going no goddamn where. You're staying in your realm, bro. I make you grow because I challenge whatever the fuck come out your mouth. I'm not scared to be wrong. And there's been times I've been wrong, but not often. So what I'm saying, bro, just like I was coming at you like I was coming at you, is because I know what the fuck I'm talking about, and I really know where you was going, but you don't. So I got to work with you so you can say the shit instead of me saying it for you. You understand that?
I am starting to understand that. Because, like you said, even just now while I'm talking, I don't even know the next words that are coming out of my mouth yet. And that's the issue, right? That's what I'm trying to piece together, just have that presence of mind to know what I'm trying to get at, what I want, and then
go
get that.
Do you know why you don't know what you need to say or what you're going to say next? Do you know why?
I honestly do not.
Let me tell you. It's because you're not used to thinking while you talk. It's to just talking. I train a motherfucker to listen. I train a motherfucker to make sure this sentence is connected with the next sentence and so on and so forth. And I train you to be able to recognize when you got the action you're looking for and you're not asking for it. You're showing that you deserve it. And until you're able to do that, you ain't going to be shit. And the only way you can do that is if you know about a conversation. Did you know a conversation is not just communicating? A conversation is either a tool or a weapon. It depends on how you're using it. If you want to back motherfuckers up off you, it's a weapon. But if you want to catch or entice people, it's a tool. Same words. Different attitudes. period. You got to learn that shit, bro. I got a few calls, man, so I got to get them, all right?
I appreciate you, sir. I wish you all the best,
hey,
all right?
Yeah, I want you to get at me, man. Ask rosebud@gmail.com. Rosebud got two D's in it, but everything is spelled the way it sounds. Ask rosebud@gmail.com. Get at me, man, so we can kick it.
Yes, sir. Always appreciated. Bye.
Later, bro. Hey, 984, what's going on?
What's up, bud?
Everything, brother. You hear we kicking it on here. What's happening with you?
Not much, man. Just on my break and shit. I've been trying to catch you, man. But I just want to ask you this real quick, and hopefully this will help a lot of the guys that's listening. Judging by your experience with your course and helping guys out, what is the biggest failure that guys have, the biggest problem, that if they just fix this,
bro, stop.
You know, maybe.
You ask the question. Don't explain it so I can answer it the way you want to hear it. Just ask the question
okay.
And be
all
man
right.
enough to hear the fucking answer.
All right, bud.
All right? The answer
yeah.
is this. The biggest problem, the absolute largest leading problem that you have is that they don't realize how much they be bullshitting. They can't even answer, well, what do you want? What are you looking for in a woman? And they say, well, man, I want me, you know, a bad motherfucker, you know, somebody that's with me, blah, blah, blah. No, man, that's not answering the question. That's lying to yourself. What I'm saying is if you don't know what kind of woman you want, you don't know where this woman is, you don't know where you might run into her, what you're looking for, how are you going to find that bitch?
Yeah.
Answer me, bro.
You ain't going to find her.
Hey, listen to me. That's the answer. But do you think motherfuckers think that when they go out on the weekend?
Hell no.
Because they ain't being real with themselves, bro. So you got to know what kind of woman you want. You know what kind of bitch I want? I don't absolutely want this, but I want the bitch that's like a hood bitch. I want that bitch because if I get one of these educated bitches or one of these today thinking bitches, all they want to do is be with me 2 or 3, 4, 5 months, and then they want to try to take all my money. I want to be with the kind of bitch that when I say, look, bitch, we ain't cool no more. We can't fuck around. Another bitch, they fuck you, nigga. I want that bitch. She ain't going to sue you. She ain't going to do shit. She's just going to leave your motherfucking ass and go on about her business. That's the kind of bitch I want. And you think I can't find that bitch?
Man, yeah, you can find her.
Because I'm looking for something in particular. I can find an educated fucking bitch. I got her shit together. You know, want whatever out of life. I ain't looking for that bitch. I think that this would be problems for me. Because of the way I know I am. I ain't finna like no bitch forever. I ain't finna like her forever, so don't come fucking with me hoping for some forever shit. So you fuck with bitches that's like that, as far as if you mean. Then I can spot them. And then when I hear them saying some crazy shit, you know, got wild-ass ghetto bitch, I don't think that. I say, yeah, all I gotta do is catch that motherfucker. I know I'm crazy. I know I'm crazy as fuck. But that's why I catch a lot of bitches, because I know who I want. And I catch them because there's a plenty of them motherfuckers out there. And if you don't waste your time fucking with bitches, you just fuck with this or that bitch, you're going to end up catching more because you're eliminating all the numbers. This is a fucking numbers game. Right. You got to understand how to play to win. You feel me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I definitely feel you.
All right, bro. I got a few callers, man, so I got to get them. 608, what's happening with you, bro? 911. I'm good, brother. How you doing?
Good, good. I have a statement and a question.
Let's go.
All right. Well, what you just told the gentleman before me, you got to understand how to play. That really resonated with me because I might be talking to multiple chicks in that when you know what you want specifically, you could cut down 5 or whatever amount because you already know that's not where you're trying to go with it. So that resonated with me. Now,
all right.
The question is, how do you let – you said – you just got done saying that you're not going to like her forever. I find myself in that situation. Like, no matter how much I like her at the beginning, after a while it wears off. Do you just let her know off rip that that's the type of person you are, or are there ways to indirectly – or, like, with intentionality, let her know that without saying.
No, listen, bro, listen. You got to know how to play, right? So what I'm saying is when the bitch talking, because when the bitch is talking about being with you and liking you and all that shit, you say you can't like me. Well, this is what I say. You ain't going to like me. You're going to like me while you like me, but you sure ain't going to like me when I be, cause, you know. And then I asked the bitch, you ever seen that movie Sybil? And a lot of them say, yeah, you know that bitch had 16 personalities. And they say, yeah. I tell them motherfuckers, my name is Corbett, and I motherfucking got 20 motherfucking personalities. So, you know, I let them know, you can't like me. The reason I do that is because I'm going to show them several of these personalities within the first 2 conversations. Me and that bitch going to fall out. We going to argue. We going to do all that goddamn shit because I want to see what she going to do. I don't want no bitch that talks to me and then I do conducive shit to what she's saying and we, you know, merrily going along. No, bitch, I'm not going to do what the fuck you saying. I don't give a fuck if you want to talk. I don't want to talk. So, I mean, all that kind of goddamn shit. I be that nigga. And then at the same time, I be the nigga saying so much loving shit and talking for an hour and a half. I'm all them motherfuckers. And what I'm saying is, bitch can deal with them, then she got action at fucking with me. But most bitches can't because they want you to do what they think. They want you to think like they think. They want to be so comfortable around you that they don't see you using your mind. Which is why I don't have bitches for a long time. They gonna see me thinking, bro. They gonna
yeah,
see me,
okay.
They gonna see me coming up with shit. They gonna see me not needing them worth a fuck.
What are some exercises to where I can strengthen my like you said your older brother was chicken shit.
Hey, bro. Listen, what I'm saying is this. When you hear shit that I say that really attract you, that means you better fuck with Sidewalk University because I got motherfuckers paying me $13.50 to hear the shit you asking. And you think I'm going to just answer
okay.
it free
okay.
for a whole bunch of motherfuckers?
You're right.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is there is something that you need to know. And what I do is touch the surface, and if something, you know, fucking interests you, you know, then you hit me and we go further. And my thing is this, I don't give a fuck if you a motherfucker in the street, if you some corporate motherfucker, if you ain't got no job, I don't give a fuck if you from Nigeria and can't speak English good. I don't care about none of that because I got all that in my classes now. And them motherfuckers graduate because what I say has nothing to do with what country you from. It has nothing to do with what language you speak. It has something to
okay.
do where you coming from. If you really looking for what the fuck you saying, I got what's going to show you how to get it, period. And check this out, bro. I don't know how old you are, but I've been doing this.
28.
I've been doing this 13 years, so since you've been 15. And you can look all over the goddamn motherfucking internet. You can
oh,
see
I know
mother-
you. I've paid you already.
Hold up, all right? You can see motherfuckers hate me. Oh, some motherfuckers love me, but you ain't never read shit about Sidewalk University. Ain't shit.
Never.
That'll tell you a lot right there, bro.
No, yeah, I already got two videos from you, so I have your email and everything, so I know.
Well,
I'm already know.
Let's kick it, man, and let's, you know, go further, bro, because you know what I'm saying? Kicking it on this goddamn shit, this venue here is only going to pique your curiosity and answer no questions.
Okay, I'm going to hit your email. Thank you, bud.
All right, for sure. Hey, 910, brother, I know you've been waiting a long time, and I'm getting you now, my man. What's up?
Hey, what up, OG? Thank you so much for taking my call. This is Jordan calling from North Carolina.
Hey, what's happening?
Okay, so at the expense of sounding like a coon, I've only been with one white woman my whole life, all right? And that was in another country where I went.
Wait. Now, first of all, you don't sound black, but if you are cool, I'm just saying, what's up with this coon bullshit? Sounding like a coon.
Well, you know, nowadays you get called a coon if you like white women or if you like to date outside your race.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. It's the whole conscious woke community.
All right, go ahead.
So I live in the South, as you know. So my question is, how do you differentiate between the white women who are racist and the ones who aren't, if you want to catch a white woman?
Is that your objective?
I wouldn't mind it. Yes, sir.
Why?
Well, listen,
you talking to a motherfucker that had bitches, gang of them. Listen, man, what I'm saying is I never fucked with a bitch. Never fucked with her because she was white or exotic looking or some fucking Asian bitch. Now, if the bitch I'm fucking with is white, I'm going to think all that white bullshit, just like if the bitch I'm fucking with is Asian. I'm going to think all that exotic, you know, Asian bullshit. But in reality, right, I'm grounded knowing damn bitch is shit, period.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know, so it ain't no differentiating to me. And if you have a racist white bitch and you catch her, that's going to be your baddest bitch.
Mm.
You know why?
No, I don't.
She don't believe none of the bullshit that make her racist. She just haven't been shown nothing else because she haven't allowed herself to see. So if you get a racist bitch and you get her to see that she creaming on you, that racism will turn into loyalty. And that fucking bitch will be as loyal to you as she was to being a racist. And you got to watch this, because when you get a bitch like that, you got to make sure you never let her say, you're different. Because that way she can return to being a racist. Because she's saying, right, you're an anomaly. You're out of the ordinary. No, bitch, I'm just like every other motherfucking nigga. You just didn't give them a chance to show you who they was. You know, and to shut that bitch up. I had all white bitches. And I didn't go for white bitches. I went for the bitch that gave me action. And white bitches gave me action. Black bitches were scared to give me action because of how them bitches that I had was on that track all the time. But they wanted to give me action because them bitches I had furs. They had cars in their name. They had apartment. You know, they didn't eat at McDonald's. They didn't do none of that bullshit. They didn't have no motherfucking motel they got to rent so they can fucking turn tricks. No, them bitches had spots. So what I'm saying is I never care about a bitch, man, and neither should you.
Roger that. Thank you.
All right, bro. It's all about you. Now, on a brighter note, I just returned from a turnaround trip to the Bay. Well, not just. I was following up on some shit. It's been going on for a hell of years. But, I mean, you know, and believe me, going down there, I knew it wasn't going to really work, or at least I felt it wasn't. But something in me just you know, won't allow me to accept shit. I just can't leave shit undone. If something can be done, I want to do it. So, I know you guys don't think I'm crazy, but this is something that's like 5 years old. When I started to school, you know, the government had a program where if you, you know, go to be a teacher, and you go to teach at a high-risk area or in a high-risk area, you won't have to repay your loan. Now, shit, this is good shit to me because I want to be a teacher. And I'm going to teach in my hood. So I fulfilled all the particulars, earned my degrees, and racked up a motherfucking $140,000 goddamn student loan deal. And them motherfuckers wouldn't give me a teaching credential. I was in California. You can't fucking teach without a teaching credential. Now, when I applied, I asked them about, is there any things that could keep you from, you know, becoming a teacher? And they mentioned criminal activity. And I told them that I had a felony about 20 years ago, but, you know, since then, nothing. They told me as long as I hadn't been involved with any criminal activity in the last 10 years, it didn't matter. So I'm happy. Now, not only that, I had gone to the, I had something in Oakland, in L.A. And I had went to both those places and got that shit expunged, taken off my record. Or so I thought. And I'm thinking, goddamn, progress. Now, when you're calling the shots, when you're calling the shots in your life, it's the little things that you do that make such a big difference. It separates you from you and the other motherfuckers out there trying to play in your game. And I know shit belongs to me, but it also belongs to you, if you can claim it, because all I do is claim it. Words are not enough. It's the fucking things you do in the name of that game you represent that matters. So you got to put your work in before you want to be recognized as a pimp or an alpha man or whatever. So what I'm saying to you right now is that if you don't plot shit out, then you have to guess the results. If you don't do that, when you get results, good or bad, you're not going to move on them because you have no template. 707, what's going on, bro?
Hello?
Hey, wait, before you start, is this that goddamn athlete?
I'm an athlete, but I never told you about it.
Okay, all right, you somebody else from 707. All right, bro, what's happening?
Man, not much, but last time I was on here, I had asked you about this older chick I was fucking with. She was C37, I'm 22. And he was like, yeah, she's going to use the fuck out of you, you know what I'm saying, if she finds some suck in you and this and that,
all
right?
What happened?
And so, you feel me, now it's kind of like she backing up off me, you know what I'm saying? And at the same time, she backing up off me, you feel me, one of her friends on my line. I got a whole bunch of other cougars on my line. But I really.
Bro, this is not Jerry Springer. So I don't want to hear all that bullshit. What is your fucking question?
Well, my question is, how do I know if she really fucking with me or she just playing? You know what I'm saying? If she, you know what I'm saying? If I waste my time
bro. How do you know when you walk into school, this motherfucker coming the other way ain't going to beat your ass?
You said when I walk into what?
School. When you was a little kid, you walk into school and you see this motherfucker coming the other way. How do you know he ain't gonna beat your ass?
You can see it in their face. You can see it in
no, you can't. No, you can't. You gotta suck it up and keep on walking, and when that motherfucker walks past your ass, you just say, damn. What I'm saying is, why the fuck do you want to know if this bitch is serious or not?
Yeah, because we've been fucking with it for a minute, you know what I'm saying? And we got a real connection.
Serious? Listen, man, are you fucking serious? Or are you worried about
the
bitch?
Serious.
No, you not.
I'm serious.
See, hey, you guys, and I'm talking about lying to yourself. This is what I'm talking about. I'm going to show you how this motherfucker lying. Bro, if you were serious, don't you think you would know if that bitch was serious or not?
Yeah, you're right. I would.
So what I'm saying is, you're not serious. You think you're serious. You're playing along with what the world is doing, faking. You know shit. You know shit should be a certain way, but you ain't going to do it. You're going to do whatever you can do to almost do it. And that's what's wrong with you motherfuckers, man. That's why most of you ain't coming to goddamn SWU, because ain't no way in the fuck you're doing that shit around me. I break motherfuckers down. Why? Because they so strong and faking that you got to crack their foundation. Who in the fuck want to be a fake? Fakers. And all you motherfuckers are fakers. Listen at you, bro. You just got fronted off. And I ain't saying nothing negative. I'm saying you believe that bullshit you be saying, and it be pure bullshit. Because the real motherfucker would have designed something to show him what the fuck he's looking for. Right or wrong?
Right.
So it's very easy.
Right.
It's very easy for me to see you full of shit. And I don't mean that in an insulting way. I mean that in a lack of knowledge about yourself way. We don't need to be full of shit. We need to be real. We need to take what we said seriously. And if we do that, then we got action at improving. And so would you, bro, because what I'm saying is this. What could you have done in this time that you are fucking with whoever you fucking with? Looking back on it, what could you have done to kind of tell you whatever the question was asking, if this is playing with you or not?
Shit, I ain't going to lie. I did not ignore the shit I've been seeing, though. The shit I've seen that, you know what I mean, was like, man, I shouldn't even be fucking with this shit no more. You know what I mean? Should have checked my ass out what I see.
Stop. You said that to yourself before?
Yeah, I have.
So let me ask you something. Why didn't you go with what you said to yourself?
Because I really like the thing.
Don't have to hear your answer. That question was just put up so you can think about that, because the answer is you don't believe what you think. This is shit motherfuckers gotta learn. And you learn that fucking with me. Now, I've shown you two things in less than a minute. Serious things that's out your mouth I've seen. Now, don't that tell you something?
Yeah, that tell me a whole lot.
So, bro, fuck with me if you want to. Don't fuck with me if you don't want to. But I got what the fuck you need. Every question you have, I got the answers for. But I'm not giving it up on this goddamn video or whatever the fuck. I give it up at Sidewalk University. And you know what I do, bro? Not only do I, you know, explain all this bullshit to you, I give you active assignments that make you do it. Because plenty of motherfuckers read how to operate on your heart. But only a few motherfuckers done it successfully. I don't want to fuck with some motherfucker that read up on how to do operate on my heart. I want to fuck with a motherfucker that know what the fuck he doing, because he's been out there in the field and have done it. What about you?
Yeah, okay. No,
I'm just saying, I'm just saying, bro, I know you feel the same way. You just ain't had no nigga bring it to you real like that. What I'm saying is, that's me. I'm on the real. I ain't trying to, you know, pat you on your back about no bullshit. Fuck you and fuck the bitch you talking about. It is really about, I don't mean fuck you like that, but I'm saying fuck you if you're thinking about some bullshit about a bitch. I don't talk about bitches. I talk about them because they're part of our conversation, but they're not nowhere near the fucking, what do you call it? The subject of the goddamn sentence. No, they just a noun that I'm using. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know what you're saying. I know what you're talking about.
All right, man. Let me go on and go, bro. You got another question?
Nah. He just brought me some clarity on why I've tried. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I know a motherfucker operating on me.
Hey,
and,
you ain't got to explain shit, man.
I can't operate on that bitch. We're too close.
Bro, you ain't got to explain shit. You just got to get it. If you got it, that's, you know, everything is cool, man. And if you see that, you know, fuck that bitch, you know, that's what you're supposed to say. And you ain't supposed to be scared of what you're thinking. Fuck the motherfucking bitch. All right.
I appreciate it.
You know it, man. You know, people like us, people realists, you do shit. And this brother just reminded me. I remember me and this young motherfucker. Somehow I let this fool talk me into going out with him. 313, I'm going to get you right now because this is a long story. What's up, 313?
What's going on, my guy?
Nothing. What's happening?
I see the title of your show is Who I'm Not. So I figured
right.
I could tell you a story because I figured out who I was in a long time ago.
Wait. I don't want to hear your motherfucking story. Not that it ain't important. It's just that I ain't got time to be hearing no goddamn stories. You got
a
question?
A long story.
Okay, come on, man.
I definitely got a question.
Well, come on with your story. Come on with your story.
When that American Pimp came out, I was like in high school, and I thought I was a motherfucking pimp. So I tried to get out there, and I learned quick that shit wasn't for me. I just had a lot of hoes, but I damn sure wasn't no pimp.
No, you had a lot of bitches.
Yeah, I sure did. I tried to pimp a few hoes.
You didn't have a hoe.
I wasn't no pimp.
Bro, you didn't have a hoe. You just had a bunch of bitches.
That's what I had. I had a bunch of bitches.
So what's your question?
So my question is, do you think when you came out with American Pimp, you had a lot of fraud niggas out there because you made this shit look so easy? Did you think you had a lot of fake pimps out there thinking they can do it too?
Hey, let me tell you something, brother. This is something I rarely admit to, but I'm going to tell you something. And before I tell you, I want you to hit my email, askrosebud@gmail.com, so I can give you a book or two. But.
My man, appreciate that.
I fucking hate that I was on American Pimp. And if you notice, all those niggas that did shit based on what they was, you know, on American Pimp, I didn't do none of that fucking shit. Because I saw immediately that I was responsible for making motherfucking suckers think this motherfucking game, all they got to do is some sort of version of it. Because in American Pimp, don't too many people know this, but I wasn't a pimp. I had been a pimp. All them motherfuckers in American Pimp were pimps. What I'm saying is I made it look like you can keep that persona and do a whole bunch of other shit. Because you remember I was in this office, you know, blah, blah, blah. I didn't see all that when I was doing it. But after I did it, I was fucking shamed. Shame like a motherfucker. This shit ain't for everybody. Any motherfucker can't do it. And that's where, not where, but that's when, about that time, all that niggas talking about corporate pimping. You know, all that shit came up. Because it looked like I'm promoting that shit from that office I was in. Man, I feel bad about that American Pimp shit, man. So you fucked me up with that, but go ahead with your question.
No, man, good. I mean, that's like Jordan in the NBA. We all thought we can do it because he made this shit look so easy. But once the nigga got on the court, we figured out this shit ain't for everybody. And that's how that pimping
well,
shit was.
Yeah,
that shit wasn't for everybody.
The real motherfuckers, you know, said this shit ain't for everybody. But you had a gang of motherfuckers that stayed on the court. Couldn't do shit. And that's what the game is fucked up now. You know, suckers always entered the game. But they got smashed and they was, you know, let it alone. But
Hey, look, bud, I had a couple hoes, right? I was paying these hoes half the money. Like, that shit, man, these hoes was arguing every day. I probably quit that shit after a couple months. I knew it wasn't in me.
What I'm saying is, what pimp nigga you know give the bitches half the money?
Not a real one.
I'm just saying.
But I ain't know what the fuck I was doing.
She was proper, man, because any motherfucker, whether he know what he was doing or not, know a pimp ain't giving half the money up. So if you didn't want to address that, then right then you should have seen this shit ain't for me. I'm sending these bitches.
For me.
Hey, I know you said to yourself, I'm going to send these bitches until they gone.
Man, listen. I just knew I just was a nigga who had bitches. That's all. And I was happy with that. Fuck it.
Okay, man. That's it?
That's it, man. I just wanted to see how you felt about that. That's all. Because I know that movie probably put a lot of fraud-ass pimps out here. For real.
It did. And I feel not responsible, but partly. Shit. All right, that was some good shit, bro. Listen. So, I told you this nigga reminded me of somebody. A young nigga that I liked. And he talked me into going out for a drink. You know, I drink like a motherfucker, but I don't go out for drinks. And I don't, you know, meet people for drinks. I drink at home. So he talked me into it and we go out. I forget where we went, but the moment we walked in there, that motherfucker said, "Damn, there's a lot of potentials in here." We was in a bar. Yeah, it was a bar. And I said, "Yeah, that's a nah, man, that's a fact." And you know, I'm kind of observing as I'm saying that to him. Kind of approving, you know, what he had seen. And he said, well, come over to the bar so I can buy your old pimp ass a drink. And then we can hurry up and go get at them motherfucking bitches because I see a bunch of motherfuckers. See, what I'm saying is education, it comes. It comes to you when you least expect it. Not when you're least prepared to get it, but when you're not expecting it, which is what makes you sharp or not. So I shot a dude. You see, youngster, that's why you need to keep fucking with me. And I'm dropping lugs now. I'm letting him know something missing in him. And you say, why is that? And I like that because he's interested. And I told him, while you wasting your energy rushing over there trying to catch a bitch, I'm going to sip on my motherfucking drink. I'm going to scope the motherfucking place out. And when I'm done scoping, I'm going to ease over to where I seen loose bitches. And I'm going to catch every one of them that's there. You got to understand, man, the energy of a real pimp is precious, man. And you never want to waste it, young pimp. That motherfucker, that's why I like this motherfucker. He said, that's why I flex with you, OG. In the dark, you always show me the light. Now, that's pimping, youngster. Oh, I'm sorry. 540, 540, what's up?
In the dark.
540, are you there?
What's up, man? Bud, is you?
Yeah.
What's up, man? Hey, man, I'm a little nervous, man. You're a legend, bro. So, you know, bear with me. I'm a little nervous. I got a question.
Legends are to be dealt with. Fuck some nerves. Let's go, bro.
All right, a question. All right, because I know you was talking to the last caller, and you was like, you don't get a chick no money or nothing, right? But what I'm saying, like, when you pimping and shit, ain't you trying to better her life as well as your life? You know what I mean? Like, ain't you trying to get her shit right in the bank account, get her a car and all that, right?
Bro, I don't want to need explanations. I already said yes.
Okay, yeah, because I was just trying to make sure, you know, so don't give the bitch no money, but you can still throw it in her bank account or some shit.
No,
is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, no, fuck no.
Well, how?
Listen. Because
I know. Cause,
bro, listen. You know, Virgo is paid once a month, right?
That's right.
You know, insurance is paid once a month, right?
Yep, straight up.
So, listen to me. What I'm saying is this. That hoe pay you car notes and insurance every day.
Right.
So
if you got a bitch bringing in bread like that.
You motherfuckers are so silly to me. Can you just fucking listen? What I'm saying is, if she pays you a car note every day, that means in 1 month, you got 30 car notes paid. Now, what I'm saying is the average agreement is like 48 months. So in 48 months, as far as you paying a car note once a month, can you see how many times that bitch been paid you for that car?
Man, she had the car be done paid off like a fucking 2-3 weeks or maybe even a month, and then boom, going to the next project.
Hey, bro, what I'm saying is this is a reward. You know, you give the bitch that car. People on the outside see this new car, and they say, damn, man, that nigga's falling this bitch. Or suppose we saying, damn, I wish my man was doing some shit like that. But me,
that's what it's supposed to be, right?
Can you please shut the fuck up? Because you ain't got no goddamn game. Every fucking thing you saying is just more idiotic. Can you please be quiet so you can get the game?
I'm listening.
So what I'm saying is, I know that this bitch didn't pay this car off in 2 months. But I'm going to act like this is a big motherfucking deal that I put this car in this bitch name. And what I'm saying is this. The bitch is going to feel blowed up. What's she going to do? Get me more money. Why? Because she's benefiting from what she's doing. She already got an apartment. She don't have to do with them motherfucking other hoes. Boys have to find them where the trick at. No, the bitch bring them to her spot. I don't live there. So you ain't fucking with me. What I'm saying is everything has to be done in a fucking conceited, selfish way. That's the only way you can see. Okay. What, man? What?
So the bitch bring you money, and you be done paid the car off for like 3-5 months in advance, but you got her thinking we still got to make this money for the next month's payment. So she keeps running to the street to get
that
bread.
Did I say that?
That's what I'm getting from what you're saying.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you got to be smart, and you got to know for 30 days you've been collecting car notes, and you ain't paying for once a month. So if this goddamn bitch leave me in 3 months, I done already paid for that car. And once she do go take that car with you, bitch, I don't drive no motherfucking bitch cars. You know, I don't ass shit down to the next bitch. What I'm saying is I got paid for that car, if that's the case. But the bitch ain't getting no motherfucking car until she been with me 2 years. So I didn't got two years.
But she done already, okay, I got you, Pippa. She done already paid the shit off, but she ain't getting shit until she ride with you a little bit longer.
Hey, she ain't getting the motherfucking thing until I think she deserves it. And that's 2 years.
I'll fuck with you on that. You're smart ass motherfucker, bro.
Man, that's 2 years of paying me, you know? And then one day you come to the bitch, you know, give you a gang of money, you say, damn, bitch, you know it's about time for you to get a horse, and sometimes you ride with these other hoes and ride. You know, because the bitch gotta ride with the other hoes. And then you gotta tell them, I'm ready for you to strike out on your own. You ready to strike out? Hell yeah, I'm ready. Bitch, you ain't ready to strike. No, I ain't. Well, look, bitch, give me some money tonight, you know, the rest of this week, so I can see you ready. We going to get a car. Not a bitch on a mission. I don't do none of the shit you motherfuckers be doing. I really pimp. You know, it ain't about my hands. Yeah. It's about my mouth. Yeah. It's about my conversation. It's about my head and what I know to say to a bitch to get her to do exactly what the fuck I want her to do. And the worst punishment in the world is to tell that bitch she can't be safe. Bitch, look, you can't fuck with me no more. Wait. Wait. You can't fuck with me no more because you caused too many problems. Wait. I swear. Hey, you play that. Listen. You play that. Then you say, bitch, get your shit. Get the fuck out of my motherfucking joint. You start walking towards the door. You know what the bitch do? Dive over the couch. Dive over the motherfucking a coffee table and grab your feet so you can't leave. She on the ground holding on your motherfucking leg, and you dragging her one leg, you walk, and the other leg, you dragging this bitch. And then you get to the door. Hey, listen, you get to the door, and then you say, bitch, you know, let me go. Then the bitch lets you go. And then you go in the hallway, now you're walking down the hall, your hallway got there, and shit, you're looking at the W. Man, I'm pimping like a motherfucker. Because ain't no way in the world I'm a fire a bitch. But I want her to feel
exactly.
Like...
Exactly. You don't want to lose that food off your plate.
Why? See, that's not what I'm talking about, idiot. How that bitch going to be responsible for me eating? No. That ain't what I'm talking about. That's why if you could shut up, you can get some game. Because you are ignorant to the game.
Right.
What I'm saying is...
I'm listening, bro.
At you, man. You know what, man? Fuck you. You know what I'm going to do? Is I'm going to motherfucking mute your motherfucking ass because I don't want to hear that goddamn weak-ass bullshit you talking. What I'm saying, you walking out, the nigga ain't going to fire no bitch. You're going to pimp her away. But you say you're going to fire the bitch so the bitch can feel that anxiety of being fired. And she's going to tell you, no, please, no. And then, you know, as you're going out, you bitch, whatever, let me go, bitch, and get all your shit, whatever the fuck I gave you, get it, take it with you, and get your motherfucking ass on. Now, what you doing is letting that bitch see. Fuck her. Bitch, you ain't shit as far as that go to me. But at the same time, if you're doing some real pimping, you know this bitch gonna call you. So she calls. And the bitch say, please, Rosebud, please, just let me show you. I can do it. No, bitch. Fuck you and damn you, bitch. You know, I didn't give you enough chances. But the pimping requires you to know that a bitch ain't gonna get pushed but so far. And if you push her too far, then you're gonna lose the bitch. So you got to be able to do what the fuck I'm saying. Pushing the bitch, but you got to be also recognizing when you going too far. So what I'm saying is once I see that if I keep pressing this bitch, I'm going to make her say, well, fuck you then, Rosebud. I don't want the bitch to say that. So what I do is I lighten up. So wait a minute, bitch. You saying that you can give me my profits, pay me like a real hoe, and not give me no problems? Yes, just give me a chance. I'll show you. Please, Rosebud. And then I look at that bitch, and I say, it's against my better pimp judgment, but I'm going to give you another chance. And that bitch say, thank you. And she starts thanking me. Now you punk motherfucker 540, what just happened there?
I wanted another question with you. I wanted to ask you because it was going off of what you were talking about. I wanted to know if you ever had to get violent with the hoe. Because
hey,
I heard
man,
another pimp say, if you get
you
violent, you ain't pimping no more. Once you got to get violent with the hoe.
You just going to be a punk, huh? You scared, huh? Fuck what you asking. Answer my question. What the fuck?
What's what? Am I scared to lay hands?
What?
Is that the question? You asking me if I'm scared to lay hands on a hoe?
Did I say anything about laying hands?
Nah, I'm...
So why
I thought
you
was asking me if I had a question for you.
Hey,
my question for you is,
bro,
have you ever got violent with the hoe? That's all I wanted to know. If you ever got
Shut your stupid ass up, man. You don't care. You just want to talk. What I'm saying, I asked you what just happened there. And instead of you trying to answer it, you're going to tell me what the fuck you talking about. You talking about some bitch shit, man. I don't talk about bitch shit. Now, what just happened was whereas you motherfuckers be begging a bitch, baby, look, I'm gonna be like this. You know, it ain't going to have to be. You know, you want to get paid. I pimps, bitch, fuck you and damn you. And what happened? The bitch begging me, please, 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 I'll do it. I'll show. She's begging me to pay me. Come on, you fucking idiot. You didn't see that goddamn shit because you're too busy talking about the bullshit you talking about. You ain't trying to get no fucking game. You think you going to lace me, you idiot motherfucker? 901, what's up with you?
What's going on, man?
Nothing, man. What's happening?
My question is tolerance. I feel like it's something that you should, as you were just talking about, you should use, but what does tolerance look like appropriately?
Tolerance, man, wait a minute, man. Tell me what you're talking about. Tolerance means a lot of shit. Tolerance means you tolerate shit. Tolerance means you have a level that you're not going past. I mean, what the fuck are you talking about?
Okay. When I say tolerance, if you're dealing with with any type of situation with a woman, and there are things that you demand, but at the same time, you do have to get her accustomed to your demands in life.
Stop. I see what you're saying. Listen to me, man. And I'm going to ask you a question. And listen to the question. Do you know the difference between demand and command? Listen to me. Demand, you're going to go through the shit you're going through because you got to, you know, demand your shit. Command means your presence. Make people bow down to you. You don't have to say a motherfucking thing. So my answer to you is you don't have no command over the goddamn bitch you fucking with, and that's because you explain too much shit. I don't know nothing about you, but tell me that ain't you.
No, that's not me. That's not where I was looking.
Hey, wait. Let's go with that. No, that's not me. So you don't explain shit to the bitch.
You said I explain shit too much?
Hey, listen, man, I speak English, and I don't use big words. So what I'm saying is you don't need to state what I'm saying. Just be a man and answer the shit.
No, I don't explain shit.
Okay. So why are you on this line right now?
I asked the question.
Why do you have that question?
I be having to slow down, bud, because I know you're going to hit me from an angle, so I be trying to catch the angle.
Hey, wait,
but sometimes
man,
you get literal what you're saying.
That bullshit you talking, man, so let me put you on hold for a minute. Think about what you said so we can talk. 507, what's up?
What up, dog? I was calling you, man. I've been trying to get the contact information so I could do like a private session with you before I joined Sidewalk University.
Check this out, bro. Ask Rosebud.com. Rosebud, you know, the word bud got two.
I've been checking it out, man. I've been on it for the last 2 days trying to find some contact information.
Listen, man.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean my email and shit?
Yeah, your email or phone number, somebody leave a voicemail or something.
If my email ain't on there, which it might not be. But I don't
it's
I don't
not your email on there, ain't
can
no phone number
can listen,
on there.
Man. Can you listen? I don't chase motherfuckers. I'm not an ambulance chaser. I'm not a lawyer that's going to get you some money. No. If a motherfucker want to fuck with me, they look for me. And part of what I've done with my fight is I do put shit up. But I don't put everything up. If you don't going to find me, you don't need to fuck with me. It ain't no way in the world, bro. Listen to me. Why I know you full of shit. Ain't no way in the world you can't find out how to. I'm all over the internet. I'm all over Google. All you gotta do, man. Listen,
no,
don't try to explain it.
Hey,
can you not try to?
Session.
I don't give a fuck
right
about
now,
this.
I schedule a session
bro,
right now.
Listen to me. I don't give a fuck about no goddamn session with you. If you can't motherfucking find me and get with me to get a session. You don't need no. You need much more than a session.
I agree with you, dog.
Well, I know
so
you
I
do.
For-
no, I ain't trying to answer that goddamn bullshit, man. I'm blocked. You know, I don't give a fuck about no motherfucker fucking with me. 316, what's happening, bro?
Hey, Rosebud, how's your day been?
It's great, man. How about you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, but. These couple of days I've been looking up videos about having a masculine frame, and I guess my question for you is, how do you develop a masculine frame?
You talking about a body?
Huh?
You say, when you say frame, are you talking about a body?
Well, no, but basically like a man who can control his emotions, you know, when stuff
hey,
is coming
stop,
his
stop,
way,
stop,
he doesn't
stop,
really
stop,
break.
Stop. Your initial question was how do you develop a masculine frame, right or wrong?
Yeah.
Now, please. When we detail your question, you're telling me all this other fucking shit. Do you think all this other shit you're talking about was in that question you asked?
Well, I'm still learning what masculine frame
is,
so.
I don't know what you're doing, man. Can you answer the question? I don't fuck with motherfuckers that run. I fuck with yes or no, with blah, blah, blah. I don't fuck with explanations. Everybody got excuses. Just like everybody got assholes. Was any of the shit you talking in that question?
No.
So what I'm saying, well, let me ask you, what am I saying then?
You're saying that whatever I was asking, it wasn't initially in the question.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you asked the fucking wrong question. Why would you ask a question that has hella shit involved in it and none of the shit involved in it is in the question? How am I going to give you a correct answer?
Well, I'm just asking you what the definition
bro,
of
bro,
being a man. Never mind.
No, man, don't hang up. Don't be no punk. I'm not a – man, see, that's, I can't stand these punk motherfuckers.
I'm not going to hang up on you.
Oh, that okay, bro. I thought you hung up. I'm sorry. But what I'm saying is this, man. It's not on me to ask what you need to know. It's on you. And you have to frame – whatever you're asking, so that the response is, let's say you're getting it from a person you trust, can really address your question. So
yeah.
to me, I think you need to, I'm going to put you back in the queue. I'm coming back to guys. And I want you to ask me what you really wanted. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
Can I count on you to stay in the queue? It might be a minute because I got five dudes.
Yeah.
All right, man, because I really want to talk to you about this. Okay. 517, what's up? Excuse me, 571.
Hey, what's up? Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I just want to say I was listening to your audiobook. Amazing. I literally was going to a party a few days ago, and I was listening to your book on the way there, and I ended up fucking this girl in the bathroom, and then I got her back to my place.
That kind of goddamn shit ain't in my book.
No, but well, I think it was like the vibe that I was getting
the
from
vibe,
your book.
Yeah. Hey, bro, vibe. Don't think it. Just say it. It's the vibe that you put off, bro.
But anyway, what I wanted to say was in your book, your brother Gibso, I think that was his name. He
Gibso,
was really, really good with women. He was really good with women, and you asked him like, "Hey, how do I get that? Like, how do I be like you?" And then he goes like, "You gotta not be. You gotta be chicken shit." And then, so what I was trying to do with her was, one of her friends was calling me out when she was like banging on the bathroom door to get us out, and and then I called her friend out, and I was like just laying it down on her, being like, "Hey, like nothing happened. It's all good." And then
stop, dude. Why did you say that bullshit?
No. It was good because then she
I didn't ask
leaving.
You that. I asked you, why did you say that bullshit?
Oh man, I don't know why. what I was trying to do was
listen, because you motherfuckers can't be a motherfucker. You gotta apologize. Bitch, I'm in here fucking the shit out of this bitch and you know it. Leave me alone, motherfucker.
Yeah, actually, I ended up calling her out after that. And then
after. Why didn't you do it while you was there?
No. I did. But I'm not really explaining it that well, but the point is that I said that first, and then I kind of got mad because I remembered from your book how they said you got to call them out sometimes. So I did that, and then it ended up working in my favor. But my question to you is...
Okay, come on. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Your question to me is...
My question to you is, she ended up coming over to my place,
Wait. You talking about the bra that was on the outside of the door?
No. That was the friend that left. I took the girl down
to
the bathroom back to my place.
I just want to know who ended up coming to your place.
The girl that was with me in the bathroom.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so we hanged out like for the night, and then she spent the night, and we had food and stuff, and I took her back to her place. But now I'm trying to see her again. I hit her up, and she seemed like she was pretty down. And now she's kind of acting flaky, adding me on Snapchat and all this shit.
Stop. Have you ever seen your index finger and your thumb rubbed together? Do you know what that means? That's the smallest violin in the world. And that bitch is playing you for a sucker. She's trying to get you to want to rescue her from whatever the fuck she's going through. Why? Because you fucked her. So what I'm saying is fuck her. Don't call her back. Wait till she actually call you or text you.
Great. That's awesome because, I didn't hit her up anymore after that, and that's why I'm asking the question. But,
hey, can you just be quiet? Can you please? You guys are so fucking square, man. What I'm saying is this, man. Just wait till she hits you. And when she hits you, you go straight for the juggler. Girl, I had a great time with you. Look here, let's look up and do that shit again. Woo-woo. And she gonna say whatever the fuck she say. Oh, I ain't got time for all that. I hope you handle that shit. Woo woo woo. Handle it right then when she say it, cause she's gonna say the shit again. And you should have handled it when she said it. But when she say it again, you prepared for it now. So handle it. Oh, girl, I'm not that kind of motherfucker. I ain't trying to, I'm not Captain Save-A-Ho.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you so much, man.
All right, for sure. 336, what's happening?
Rosebud.
What's up?
Hey, how you doing, sir? First, I want to say you're doing a great job, and I got two questions. My first question is, sir, how do you keep a bitch... how you make her confined, not confined, but keep her in line compliant, and how do you break her ass when you know she's lying to you? And I'm going to stand here and be quiet and listen for your answer.
Okay, let's check this out. Compliant. All you got to do is quit fucking with the bitch if she's not. Just let her know, look, I ain't going through no changes with some bitch. Don't want to do what the fuck I'm talking about. Go on about the business. Leave her alone. If you ain't brave enough to do that, and you ain't even brave enough to ask the question you ask. Because what I'm saying is that's what it takes. You got to be a motherfucker that's really serious about what you're saying, and this bitch got to know she can't fuck with you. Period. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, hold on. 973, what's happening, brother?
Hello?
Yeah,
what's up, man? I wanted to figure out how to be fire and ice, but I just feel like I'd be too ice cold sometimes.
Wait, man, wait. You want to know how to be fire and ice, right? That's what you said. Stop, stop. See, it's almost where a person like me don't even want to use words. Because if you use a word, whoever hear it, they going to hear what they think that word means. Because fire and ice has nothing to do with fire or ice. Did you know that?
Nah. What did you mean by it?
What I'm saying is if a bitch say this is cold, hey, she's saying this, that, and the other, and you say, I ain't caring, and she think that's cold, that's ice. If the bitch... is there, she talking about, well, shit. You know, this shit is all fucked up, and she's making the word you ain't finna really have that particular evening you have, but you start touching her, and you say, hey, baby, fuck all that. You know what we do? You know, we look past that shit, and we live for every day and every month, blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying is that's fire. Did you know that?
No, I'm learning.
So what I'm saying is, do you know how to be both? Just
like
by,
I need the balance.
Listen, just by me explaining what fire and ice is, do you think you know how to do both?
A little bit. I didn't master it yet.
I think you do. And I think if you knew what it was, you would never have to ask that goddamn question. So what I'm saying is this, bro. Now that you know what fire and ice is, start using it. And then the next time we talk, we can kick it instead of you asking a question. Because I would rather everybody that, you know, get on here that has a question. I'm just saying don't have a question. I'm saying I would rather you make a scenario, you know, of what's going on, and then we kick it about what's going on. That's what I would rather. And until we get there, I got to deal with what I have. And I got you guys, and I ain't mad. I just want to be real. All right, let me get 901, man. You can stay on the line if you got something else to chip in. 901, what's up?
Hello.
Yeah, what's up, bro?
Okay. So going back to my question, what does tolerance look like appropriately to you?
Hey, bro, stop, please. Listen to me, man. And understand something. I am not going to tell you how to think. If you don't know what tolerance means, then you should look that word up. And what I'm saying is...
No, I didn't say what it means, though. I didn't say what it means.
Hey, bro, wait. Hold on. See, this fool want to interrupt me. He want me to respond to him according to what the fuck he talking about. Motherfucker, tolerance means something. And once you know what it means, then you can see how to use it. But until you really know what it means, you're going to be asking a goddamn asinine question like you just asked. How do you, whatever the fuck you ask, I don't even remember. But my point is who gives a fuck how you do that? All you got to know is what tolerance means. And if you're executing it, whatever the fuck you're doing is executing tolerance, whether it's the amount or the least amount you want for the situation, you make that adjustment. All right, so 316, what's up, bro?
Hey, what's going on, bud? I think I got my question finally.
All right, come on.
My question is procrastination a behavior, or is that something else?
Procrastination is not a behavior. Procrastination is a habit, and it's the one of the worst habits you can have. Because what I'm saying is the procrastinator always makes it sound as if he's not procrastinating, but that's only if he's talking to himself and he's not fucking trying to see the results from what he said, which a procrastinator won't. But what makes you a procrastinator is when somebody like me hear the things you're talking about and you're not doing shit for them. It's not a, you're not procrastinating because I heard it. What makes it a visible procrastination is that you see from someone else observing that you're not doing shit you're saying. What makes that procrastination is you don't care. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
All right, 337, I got you. All you guys, 973-316 and 337, all you guys are on the phone right now, but I'm talking to 337. But if any of you other guys have anything to say, chip in, just say who you are. 337, go ahead.
What's up? What's up, bud?
It's cool, man. What's
up with you? I just wanted to let you share that, my brother. I called in. I just wanted to see if I can get one of those copies of your e-book.
Which one you
want? Your audio book.
I might not have that audio book because something wrong with the link. I got to get that fixed. But I can hook you up with, you know, an e-book. Then I will.
That was my...
Okay, hold on. I want 404. Come on, 404. What's that?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Rose?
I think I got my question.
Nothing, man. What's happening?
Hey, check this out, man. I'm going to present a scenario to you.
Come on.
Here go the scenario. I'm fucking with this chick, and I don't know if I really caught the bitch locked in or not. So what I did was I went home and I Googled about catching bitches. Your motherfucking ass popped up. You're the only one popped up, right? And I've been linked into your ass ever since then. And, man, you're a hell of a motherfucker. That's all I got to say. And I'm fucking with
you. You catch the bitch?
Hey, I just had to cut the bitch off because she playing pussy games. You know what I'm talking about? I seen the goddamn video on pussy games, shot it at her. You know what I'm saying? And she would definitely came back exactly like you said she was. The bitch playing pussy games. I cut that hoe off, and I'm moving on to the next.
Okay, so what's your question?
I don't have no question. I just called in to let you know that I got them presenting the scenario to you about how I came to fuck with you. And ever since I got them linked in, man, boy, you're hell of a nigga, man. I'm telling you just like that. That's all I got to say about it.
Wait, bro. Call a 404.
Yeah.
This is what you don't know.
Okay.
I'm not a hell of a nigga. We
you're
hell
a
of a nigga. Listen. We
correct.
Hell of
correct.
Can you listen, bro? We hell
yes,
of
sir.
A motherfucker. Why? Because when I speak, it's going over a motherfucker's head that's not about it. They're not going to be able to pick shit up that I said and use it. By the mere fact that you believed what I was saying and you tried what I said, you can't leave you out of that motherfucker category.
Okay.
When
okay.
you say,
okay.
we motherfuckers, man. That's what I want to reach the real motherfuckers, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, you motherfucking, hey, man, you put me up on game. I mean, you rejuvenated my mother. You rejuvenated my shit, man. You know what I'm talking about? Because I can identify, because I grew up around hell of a niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. I grew up around I'm talking about from my uncles to all my dad,
hey,
to all these niggas in the streets, man.
Go ahead, bro.
And so I was just able to grow up around that. And then you way out in the, on the West Coast, see? And for you to be able to relay that same type of information way back over here on the East Coast that I've been thriving and longing for, and it came right to me just by Google, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, check it out, though, man. It don't matter where you at because game is universal. You know, if you really about it, if you really about it, you might use different words and different shit, but you're going to be saying the same thing, man. I go to New York. I go to anywhere. Real motherfuckers, you know, yeah, they can tell I'm from Cali. I can tell they from the South or the East or whatever because of their accent and shit. But we saying the same shit.
Hey, let me tell you something, bro. I ain't no whole bunch of motherfuckers saying what you saying. I'm telling you, man. Ain't no,
no
whole motherfucker bunch
of motherfuckers. I ain't saying it's a lot of people. I'm just saying it doesn't matter where you at. But look, I got another motherfucker. Let me get him, man.
Hey, I appreciate you, bud. Go do your thing, man.
Hey, bro, I appreciate you. 347, come out.
Hey, what up, Rosebud? This L.A., man. I just wanted to say what up to the legendary tent, Rosebud, the white girl tent, man. It's so good,
wait, wait,
know what I'm saying, being in your presence, being able to speak
wait,
to you.
Wait, bro, wait, wait. I did have white bitches, but I never pimped colors. I pimped hoes. Them white bitches just to fuck with me.
Show enough, Pippin, show enough, Pippin. Yeah, it's cool, man, just, you know what I'm saying, being able to chop it up with you, you know what I'm saying, like, legend for real, yo. My name L.A., I'm from Brooklyn, you feel me? I'm a player myself, you know what I'm saying, I got game, my game tighter than many rights, you know what I'm saying, that's
my
thing out here.
Hey, if you've been fucking with me, you know I don't want to hear your goddamn background, what the fuck is your question?
I ain't really have a question, I just wanted to shout out and show some love, man.
Well,
good.
Wait, if you ain't got no question, fine. And I appreciate you, you know, appreciating me. But, man, I got hella motherfuckers on this line, so I got to get that question. 510, what's up? Oakland nigga.
Yeah, all right, what's up, Rosebud?
Hey, is you an Oakland nigga or what?
Yeah, man, I'm from Oakland. I was just calling, you know, I was trying to get a copy of an ebook, too.
Hit my email, man, askrosebud@gmail.com. I'll hook you up, you and that other.
All right, thank you.
So, 973, you got anything else? You got anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right, brother. 337, you got anything else?
Nothing, my brother. I appreciate you. I'm going to hit you up on your Gmail for that ebook.
Hey, man, I got you. All right, so, see, a lot of motherfuckers be talking about what I'm doing. A lot of motherfuckers call themselves doing what I'm doing. But I just want you guys to make that distinction. These motherfuckers want you as customers. I don't. I'm so goddamn positive that if you come to Sidewalk University that you'll never need to ever speak to me again. But that's what I promote. And my thing is this, fellas. I talk this shit. Some people sign up because I'm talking this shit. But if I didn't deliver, don't you think them motherfuckers would be on Facebook or somewhere talking about that black motherfucker is a shyster. You don't see that because I'm not a shyster. And no one has accused me of that lately. So, you know, it ain't like that, you know. But what I'm saying is some of the motherfuckers that see me shout out encouraging words, you know, every chance they get, and some of them shout out angry words at me. Based on, you know, me not being with the times. See, something you young motherfuckers will never know about an OG like me. unless I tell you. You can't hurt me with the shit you say. Because my life, my past, all that shit is right in front of you. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, I do need this song because I was thinking. But what I'm saying is right in front of you. Being straight-laced as I was throughout my life covers me now, and it covered me when I was in the game because I was straight-laced. I wasn't the best. I just was straight about the game. You know, I knew these goddamn days would come later on in my motherfucking life, and I would need to have a spotless record. Of course, I didn't know this, but I believed it because I thought I was going to be a motherfucker. I thought I was going to be something. What I'm saying is this. For a man to not be with the times, it should mean that I'm not synchronized with what makes the world go around today. Now, if that's the case, think about what I'm finna ask you. What would you call a motherfucking man that has a formal education as well as a reputation of high caliber in the streets? This man with a formal education in the street reputation excels at technologically driven learning. This motherfucker that I'm, this man is in the top 1% of my field, which is teaching and learning with technology, my master's field. And I've lived to speak about the goddamn street life I led with all the wonders. All the fucking wonders. Okay. What the fuck would you call a man who deals with CEOs, education professors, and administrators, as well as a gang-banging motherfucking fool? No disrespect, gangbangers. I ain't trying to disrespect you. It just never ceases to amaze me at the lack of respect I'm shown daily by young motherfuckers who believe they know it all. You know, I thought I knew it all, you know, when I was their age. So I ain't mad at them because you got to believe that about yourself. But knowing it back then included knowing how to recognize shit from sugar. No matter how that motherfucker showed itself. When priceless information was bestowed on me, whether it was about the game or not, I mean, it could be about general or life in general, I listened. I always listened. I never in my life felt as though I was jocking some nigga because of what they knew. But I damn so hung on to some of them motherfuckers' every words. Sometimes for months or years at a time. I don't think I'm dated. I'm totally up to date with my shit. I'm just a mature gentleman of leisure. I've earned myself a double BA in sociology, and sociology with an education concentration. Graduated with a 3.78. And in my master's, teaching and learning with technology, earned a 4.0. So when I first embarked on this journey, which I told you about along, you know, back when they didn't give me my credential, It was like I got all these motherfuckers, all this money, and I can't even use what I fucking learned to my benefit. But that's when you just want to fuck with them. Fuck them motherfuckers. That's where Sidewalk University came from. Man, I started out hard and kept going hard until the last class. I remember in my master's, this last class, I had a 4.0 all the way till this last class. You know, my efforts in this class was an A. God damn, but my fucking enthusiasm just left me. And I was really struggling to get these A's. So, you know, I found this shit to be real puzzling to me. And I ended up speaking to a English professor I know, Campbell Novoyani. And, you know, he's a close friend, you know, actual family friend. Shante, that's his brother. And he, you know, not unlike Shante, this nigga was, you know, straight about school, about legalities and all that kind of shit. And he decided he wanted to mentor me in writing. And I can truly say without him, I don't think I would be able to write as well as I do. But we spoke about this shit, and he told me some interesting things. You know, I explained to him what was going on, that somehow I had lost the intensity I had during the BAs. And although I'm finishing my assignments with good grades, just wait the last minute, and then I'm rushing the assignment. And this motherfucker said, you know, he cool. You know, calm. He's a good, you know, one of them kind of brothers. He said, man, that's what happens to a lot of students when the end of the studies, you know, for your degree comes. I said, huh? And he says, your mind playing tricks on you. It's trying to rebel. Then he said, you don't actually want to stop. You just want your degree. Excuse me, your degree. And you know you can't get it unless you continue on to the end. So your mind is making sure that you really want this by bringing all this doubt in. If you have the slightest doubt in what you're doing or what you're trying to do, it's trying to make you stop. Or, you know, get a low grade so that you didn't get straight A's. Now, he told me this. Whether it's true or not, it fucking meant something to me. 619, what's up?
Yo, Rosebud.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, man. This is something from one of your past interviews that I saw on Facebook. And something you mentioned was, knowledge of what you're doing catches bitches, not chemistry. Can you explain that?
Yeah, otherwise, a lot of dudes then, man, we had no chemistry, and I couldn't really catch. But see, that's not what catches a woman, chemistry. What catches a woman is when you initiate a conversation, you're controlling where that conversation goes. And as long as she's following your lead, the conversation should go where you want it to go. But, you know,
right.
when you don't do that, then you're just opening yourself up to just talking. I don't just talk. I have intentions with my conversation. Do that make sense?
Got it. Yes, sir.
All right, bro. Cool. So, like I say, whether the shit is true or not, that's not what's really important. True and important is what I took from his statement, which is my point. And I'm going to make that in a minute. I just understood him to say that if I was faking, who did I fake on? only myself. You see, getting a degree is ultra cool, but it does not automatically give you the answers to life's obstacles. And these obstacles are certainly going to come or continue to come at you. So, in order to be prepared for whatever comes to you, you got to be true to yourself, which is my overall point in just about all my videos. You can fool me, you can fool most people, but you can't fool yourself. You know, I really wanted this shit that I was, you know, talking about to Campbell, and what he told me made me see that even I have to stay true to the course. You know, my course may have changed from what it once was, but I have not changed one iota. And I'm just as dedicated to what I was chasing, you know, then, now. So much so, I'm rededicating myself to be in this way. I'm just saying, we all have someone that is thinking beyond where you are in life. And hopefully, you know, you fucking with somebody as valuable as I was fucking with, like Cambone. So, ain't really got no goddamn questions. You motherfuckers, you know, I got a, you know, you've been on, I ain't really deal with that. But what I want to say is where I'm coming from. Fuck with Sidewalk University. Quit fucking with these dudes that's only giving you some of the goddamn shit. All these goddamn videos are so they can catch. You know, man, I'm not, don't get me wrong, I'm not a motherfucker that's talking about fuck you. But that's where I'm coming from. Fuck you and whatever the fuck you're talking about if you think I'm supposed to convince you to fuck with me. I think what I'm saying reaches out to motherfuckers that should fuck me. And once it does and that motherfuckers responds, here I am, baby. Here I am, baby. Take me because I'm yours to have. That's what I be saying. You know? Oh, you guys know I can't dance. I had two left shoes, two left feet, and I just couldn't do it. That's why I had to talk shit. Listen, I was the kind of motherfucker, I'm at the party with whoever I brought, and some record this bitch like come on, and we standing, and she say, oh, that's my record. And some whoever walking by, I would stop that motherfucker, man, dance with her. Sometimes they would, sometimes they wouldn't, but most times they would. That's what I'm saying is, this motherfucker would take the bitch out and dance, ooh, 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 and bring that motherfucker right back to me when they was done. Come on, man. What the fuck? These motherfuckers would go right out there and dance with baby. And when they get through, they would bring her to me. Come on, man. That's some crazy. That's some crazy shit. Hey, fuck the crazy shit. I'm gone, you motherfucker. This shit is cool. I'm loving this shit.
Thank you. Thank you.